This video podcast was produced by PDST Technology and Education as part of its Skolnet German.ie initiative. Simon Green from Challenging Ideas talks teachers through how they can incorporate his creative activity, using dice to practice the conjugation of verbs, into their classrooms. This resource is focused on the target language of German and links to Strand 2 language awareness. Element reflecting on how the target language works in the junior cycle modern foreign language specification.
This novel activity gives pupils the opportunity to practice the conjugation of German verbs using dice. This activity is a great way to give pupils an opportunity to practice the conjugation of verbs. The novelty element of the dice enables them to practice many forms of the verbs and manipulate the language. For example, dot one, ich, dot two, du, and so on. You can start with the present tense and let the pupils practice the verb forms. This method enables the pupils to practice a large number of verb forms in a short space of time. The ideal pupil arrangement is in groups of four. Give out 10 blank cards and invite the pupils to copy one infinitive each onto the cards. Place the cards in the middle of the table face down. The pupils take turns to reveal a card, then roll the dice and say the appropriate response. For example, they have the verb kaufen, they roll the dice, number 4, they look up, 4 is wir kaufen. The pupil then keeps the card. After all the cards have been used, the activity shifts to a different level. This time the dice represent something else. One dot, present tense. Two dots, ask a question. Three dots, simple past. Four dots, imperative. Five, future tense. Six, interrogative. Announce the person, du. The pupils then roll the dice. They have the verb, kaufen. The dice comes up with five. Future tense, du wirst kaufen. Here's some examples of the verbs they may use. At level 1, the weak verbs, kaufen, besuchen, kochen, for example. At level 2, the harder, strong verbs, for example, sein, helfen, essen, and so on.
The activities used in this podcast can be found on German.ie and Skolnet. A link to the actual resource being spoken